Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. For there have been battles in the heavenlies because Satan has tried to move ahead of God's timeline. But Almighty God has said, no, the line has been drawn. For behold, the enemy's plans are being undone. The usurpers look around in fear as their wannabe plans crack and break, and their mouths babble, and their nonsense words are proof that they are, as in the book of Esther, Haman. And all the Haman shall, each and every one of them, shall hang on the gallows of their own making, on the gallows of their own words. They are hanging themselves. But you, my children, be thou made whole. In the name of Jesus, I rip off the covering that the enemy has put over your mouth. Submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resist the enemy, and he shall flee. Get up from the earth. Get up from the earth. Arise. For my body has my authority on earth. My body is what carries us on earth. My body is what people see on earth. It is time. What is in you will be seen. Come out of the pit that circumstances has you in. Amen. And look what the Lord has done. Arizona continues to audit and uncover ungodly falsities, and three more forensic audits are about to begin in three different states. Look what the Lord has done. Is there more vomit to be stopped? Yes, but thank God for what He has done. There is much, much vomit to be exposed, and it comes from very deep within the enemy. But look at what the Lord has done. Texas recognizes that a fetal heartbeat is life. Thank God for what He has done. The people are rising up and speaking up against the vaccine being forced on us. The people are rising up and speaking against masks being forced on us. It has taken time for eyes to be open, for eyes to be open to the truth. But look at what the Lord has done. The Lord reigns. And when you see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that the Lord will show you, you will realize what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. The Hamas rockets that were fired at Israel unexplainably misfired and fell to the ground. All I know is that the Word of God says about Israel, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. So to my simple mind, nothing more needs to be said. But continue to pray for the peace of Israel. Almighty God, El Shaddai, allowed such a time as this to show the true murderous acts of injustice of Satan and his cohorts. Only beings that are ungodly could have brought forth the demonic actions that are being uncovered now, that we are hearing about now. I have only mentioned a couple of things that the Lord has uncovered. So you must see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that the Lord would show you. and declare out of your mouth, declare out of your mouth, thy kingdom come. Say it with me, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is our battle cry. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would thou wast cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I encourage you to be hot. So remember, you sir, you madam, you my brother, you my sister, you were made for such a time as this. Please say that with me. I was made for such a time as this. Say it again. I was made for such a time as this. You are blood bought, water walking, God declaring, fire calling, gospel preaching, word declaring, faith believing, prayer warring, prophecy calling, healing declaring, miracle calling, child of the living God. Hallelujah. I call forth fire, the fire of Almighty God. I call forth godly fire. It cannot be copied or mimicked or duplicated in any way. I call forth, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I call forth that fire that proved to all the Baals that you are God, that you were seen on that day when you destroyed the Baals, that God is God. Let your fire, Lord, burn in our hearts. Set us ablaze one more time. Put our hands on the temple walls as you did for Samson, and enable us to push one more time despite our failings and inconsistencies. Enable us to stand and push against the walls of the enemy until they fall, until they come down, never more to rise again. For the enemy that you see today, you shall see no more. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 declares, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. In Jesus' name. Remember, walking in reverential fear for Almighty God is your safe place. Walking in reverential fear of Almighty God is your safe place. God is God, and there is no other. So bow down. Let us bow down and worship God and thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he is doing, and thank him for what he is still going to do. The Lord reigns. And when you see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that the Lord will show you, you will realize that the truth does make you free. There is a suddenly of events that is coming. There will be an explosion, and all will see both events. Such a time as this is our chance to walk by faith. The word of God commands, only believe. Would you say with me, Lord Jesus, increase my faith. Having faith is painful, but I will praise God. Amen and amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 to 22. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 3 to 8. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster of sluggish and unwieldy strength that lies in the midst of his delta streams, boastfully declaring, my river Nile is my own, and I have made it for myself. Another one of Ezekiel's verses, I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales, and I will draw you up out of the midst of your streams with all the fish of your streams which stick to your scales. The Lord has for several weeks been told me just to read that, because it relates to the enemy. It relates to Leviathan. It relates to the enemy. And I declare again where we are now scripturally from Psalm 64. This is happening right now, but God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow. Suddenly, they will be wounded. And I declare in Jesus' name, they are running and screaming right now. So they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn. Then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. Hallelujah to the word of God. He gives us his word as a roadmap. We can see it happening now. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. And I would ask you, if you have not yet received Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, would you say these words with me now? Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. That is why I address you as Lord Jesus, because I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life right now, and be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. I repent. I say I am sorry. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to fill me now. Fill me completely. I ask you to show me Jesus and to let Jesus be seen in me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I ask you, my brothers, my sisters, to continue standing. There is nothing else but to stand. If you are a child of God and you can hear what he said to you, then you have to follow what he said to you. You are God's creation. You are everything that he said you are. You raise your hand up and you hold on to the mighty hand of God, and you follow where he leads you. I ask you to continue, and I pray blessings on you in abundance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and live.